Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo orders disaster education this year. Joko Widodo expressed his optimism before Central Java Entrepreneurs, one channel system protecting Indonesian migrant workers. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called for the implementation of disaster education in every educational institution starting this year. This was stated by the president while speaking during a coordinating meeting on disaster mitigation 2019 in East Java Expo, Surabaya, on Saturday. Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Lieutenant General Doni Monardo and East Java Governor Soekarwo were present at the coordinating meeting in which some 4,000 Indonesians and foreigners participated. The president explained several regional disaster mitigation offices, BPBD, have already started campaigning on disaster education for the public at large. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, will coordinate with the Education and Culture Minister for disaster education in schools. In addition to education, President emphasized that consolidation and coordination are also crucial for disaster mitigation effort. President Joko Widodo also asked the BNPB to plant mangroves in coastal areas to reduce tsunami impacts. Presidential candidate number 01, Joko Widodo, met with the Central Java Entrepreneurs Association in Semarang on Saturday, February 2nd afternoon. On this occasion, Joko Widodo said that Indonesian people must be optimistic about their potential. He also refused if there were parties who expressed pessimism to Indonesian people.
Dan sebagai sebuah negara besar, tentu saja tantangannya juga besar. Tetapi jangan sampai ada yang mengatakan negara kita ini negara miskin. Kita sudah masuk ke G20.
As a big country, of course, Indonesia has a big challenge. But don't let anyone say our country is a poor country. We have entered the G20. We have also entered countries with revenues of more than $1 trillion in GDP. This is what we must understand so that we are not pessimistic. Some people say Indonesia is dissolving, Indonesia is extinct. How do we bring our state if we invite people with pessimism? Despite many challenges, we must be optimistic as possessed by entrepreneurs. On the same occasion, coordinator of the Central Java Entrepreneurs Association, Hendrar Prihadi, read out the Declaration of Pledge of Support of the Central Java Entrepreneurs Association to candidates for President and Vice President number 01, Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin. The support was conveyed because Joko Widodo was proven to have a commitment to lead Indonesia in the 2014-2019 period. Joko Widodo also proved successful in building infrastructure and a conducive business climate so that there have emerged creative millennial entrepreneurs. Indonesian migrant workers activists from the Indonesian Migrant Workers Struggle Command Post, Pospar TKI, Sharif Rahmat, said that the one-channel system was an effort to protect Indonesian migrant workers, or PMI. Sharif in Jakarta on Saturday said the Minister of Manpower Decree number 291 of 2018 concerning the placement of Indonesian migrant workers one channel was a government effort to protect Indonesian migrant workers. The one channel system was part of a step to minimize the single mastery system of PMI by both employers and recruitment offices, as well as the government's effort to curb PMI placement companies. Sharif considered that many parties, especially private individuals, objected to the one channel system, since the placement of PMI into the Middle East is an easy land, and so far the individuals enjoy the process of workers' placement. Indonesian extraordinary and plenipotentiary ambassador to China and Mongolia, Jauhari Oratmangun, said that there were many job opportunities for college graduates in China. This was said by Jauhari in the Indonesian Connect program held by the Indonesian Chinese Student Association in Jakarta on Saturday, February 2nd. Ambassador Jauhari invited Indonesia's young generation to continue their education in China because many world-class universities are available in the country. He explained, this is an opportunity especially for Indonesian students who are studying in China. He hopes Indonesian students can learn a lot about electronic commerce. Chairman of Indonesian Chinese Student Association, Fadlan Mozaki, said that, with the implementation of Indonesian Connect, he hoped Indonesian citizens could be connected to each other between Indonesian students abroad and in the country. By connecting with each other, they can collaborate to contribute to the nation. The population of Komodo dragons of the Komodo National Park located in West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara Province, reaches 2,897. The population is considered to be stable. It was stated by Jackson, the park's Komodo Dragon Monitoring Officer, on Saturday. From the total, Komodo Island has 1,727 Komodo dragons, 1,049 in Rinca Island, 58 in Gilimotang Island, 57 in Nusa Kode, and 6 in Padar Island. The number of the rare giant lizard increased from 1,186 in 2016 to 1,412 in 2017. The National Park had conducted a survey on Komodo dragons with the cooperation of Komodo Survival Project and foreign funding assistance. The Komodo National Park, comprising the three larger islands of Komodo, Padar, and Rinca, as well as 26 smaller ones, was founded in 1980 to protect the Komodo dragon, or Varanus komodoensis, the world's only surviving giant lizard. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla has instructed the National Population and Family Planning Board, BKKBN, to focus on controlling the growth rate of the country's population. He asked BKKBN to prioritize the program to those living below the poverty line. BKKBN Principal Secretary Yunof Rijal, when speaking to journalists after meeting with Vice President, remarked that BKKBN will control the population growth rate by attempting to lower the fertility rate or live births per woman and increase the family planning communities. Referring to BKKBN statistical data, Yunof Rijal said Indonesia's fertility rate was recorded at 2.6 from 2001 to 2012. The figure then declined to 2.4 in 2017, he remarked, adding that the birth of natality rate could be optimized by increasing the legal marrying age. The last item. The Ministry of Agriculture continues to increase production to the export volume of durian. The massive effort carried out by the Ministry of Agriculture is to support the development of cultivation of various durian varieties owned by each region. Departing from this, the Ministry of Agriculture and Pandeglang Regional Government held a horticulture festival which presented a local durian contest on Saturday. The Director General of Horticulture, Suwandi, said that Pandeglang durian has a very big opportunity to continue to increase its production and export value. That was conveyed by Suwandi while giving a speech at the horticulture festival and the local durian contest in Pandeglang, Banten province. He said the development of the Pandeglang durian was very necessary. The key is that the central government, local government, and business actors must work together to help farmers. Durian from Indonesia has penetrated many countries such as Hong Kong, China, Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore, Saudi Arabia, to the Netherlands. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Highlight of the week presents Issues of the Week.
This week's spotlight is titled Indonesia Condemns Vanuatu for Facilitating Separatists. The Indonesian government condemned the Vanuatu government, which secretly smuggled Weni Wenda into the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Office in Geneva, Switzerland last week. Benny is a separatist leader in West Papua, Indonesia. The Indonesian ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Hasan Kleib, through a statement on the official website, stated the condemnation on Tuesday, January 29th. Based on the information gathered by the Indonesian Embassy for the United Nations, without the approval of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Benny Wenda was included in the Vanuatu delegation who made an honorary visit on Friday, January 25th. The honorary visit was to discuss Vanuatu's Universal Periodic Review at the Human Rights Council. Benny Wenda's name is not included in the official Vanuatu delegation list for the Universal Periodic Review or UPR. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, was surprised when the leader of the separatist group called United Liberation Movement for West Papua, Benny Wenda, was in the group of the Vanuatu delegation last week. Bachelet then told the Indonesian ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Hasan Kleib, in a telephone conversation on Wednesday, January 30th, local time. Hasan Kleib said Bachelet always saw good intention from UN member countries who wanted to meet him. However, Vanuatu's move did not show good intention. Hasan Kleib stressed that Vanuatu's action was an act that was very disrespectful and very incompatible with the fundamental principles of the UN Charter. Indonesia will never retreat to defend the sovereignty of the territory of the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia. To reporters in Geneva last week, Benny Wenda claimed to have submitted a petition alleged signed by 1.8 million people to the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet. Benny said, under the Indonesian government, Papuans did not have the freedom of opinion, expression, and assembly, which of course is not true. In a separate statement on Wednesday, the Indonesian ambassador to the United Nations, Hasan Kleib, stressed Indonesia remained committed to inviting the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights to visit Papua to see firsthand the condition there. The visit was planned to be represented by the regional office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights in Bangkok, Thailand. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
I'll begin today in history with February the 3rd, 1944, U.S. troops invade the Marshall Islands. The Treaty of Versailles, which ended the First World War, stipulated that the islands, which were originally controlled by Germany, including the islands of Marshall, Carolina, and Mariana, must be submitted to Japan under the supervision of the League of Nations. However, Japan left the League of Nations in 1933 and made the Pacific Islands as its military bases. During World War II, the archipelago was subjected to attacks by Allied forces, and finally, on February 3, 1944, the Marshall Islands fell to the United States. Turning to February 3, 1957, the first electric watch in the world is introduced in Lancaster. Watches were first introduced in the 16th century. At that time, all watches and other timepieces used a manual mechanical drive. Electric engine watches were first introduced in 1957 in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, United States by Hamilton Watch Company. The existence of an electric watch did not last long until Seiko from Japan introduced the world's first quartz or battery drive engine watch. I'll end today in history with February the 3rd, 2007 bombing at the Baghdad market. A truck bomb exploded at a bustling market in Baghdad on February the 3rd, 2007. The suicide attack killed around 135 people and injured 339 others. The bomb, which is estimated to weigh 1 ton, destroyed 10 buildings and market stalls in the Sheikh Muslim area. The time of the bombing was designed to cause as many fatalities as possible because it was detonated a few moments before the curfew was imposed, where people wanted to buy food before returning home. Well, that was Today in History. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Jambu luruh di kotamu, ku ayung sendiri langkah-langkah sepi, menikmati angin menabuh daun-daun, mencari gambaranmu di waktu lalu, sisi ruang batinku hampa rindukan pagi tercipta nelangsa merenggut sukma terwujud keinginan yang tak pernah terwujud aku tak bisa pindah ke ku harus menepi hiduplah ditambatkan berlabuh di pantaimu sisi ruang batinku hampa rindukan pagi tercipta nelangsa terwujud aku tak bisa pindah.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Tak Bisa Kelain Hati sang by Club Project. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we will present is My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to My Indonesia, which today is on the Indonesian Journalist Association PWI Sport Award 2019. PWI, or the Indonesian Journalists Association, will present awards to several athletes and sportsmen, also those who are considered to have made great contribution in Indonesian sports in 2018. The event, dubbed Golden Award Siwo Indonesian Journalists Association 2019, will be held in Grahadi Building in Surabaya, East Java on Friday, February the 8th. Chairman of the organizing committee, Firman Sagindo, said that besides giving awards to the achieving athletes, some government officials who are sport activists will be in the event, which also will be attended by President Joko Widodo. According to him, they will receive the awards as supporting parties in organizing and achievement of both Asian Games and Asian Para Games athletes. Firman Sagindo in Central KONI, or the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Senayan, Jakarta, said that besides the athletes and the officials, golden awards will also be given to governors, regions or mayors and provincial Indonesian Olympic Committee who care about sports. Meanwhile, at the peak of the event, the awards will be given to the best athlete, the best coach, the best promoters, the best team, both for Asian Games and Asian Para Games. Meanwhile, the head section of Sport Journalists or SIWO Central PWI, Arj Wangsa, added that the Golden Awards this year becomes so much special due to Indonesia's success as the host and the achievement of the Asian Games and Asian Para Games 2018 athletes. Specifically for the achievements, Indonesia comes out as the best 4 in the Asian Games with 31 golds, also as the best 5 in Asian Para Games with 37 golds. According to Ari Wangsa, the moment of being the host of Asian Games can't necessarily happen again until the upcoming 50 years. Well, that was My Indonesia today.
Dapat ku melukiskan isi hatiku untukmu. Seandainya kau pun harus tahu lelah hatiku bila kau jauh, namun ku pendam rasa. Memiliki, walau kau dengannya, namun ku yakin hatimu untukku. Percayalah kasih, cinta tak harus memiliki. Walau kau coba lupakan aku, tapi ku kan selalu ada untukmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Datos percayalah, sang bayi ekute. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
If you arrive in Indonesia and hear the word ketoprak, you should listen carefully because ketoprak can mean traditional arts and also certain traditional food from West Java. What will be discussed in Indonesian Wonder today is ketoprak, which is a traditional culinary from West Java. Ketoprak is made of various mixed ingredients such as ketupat or rice cake, boiled bean sprout, and fried tofu, dosed with a rather thick peanut sauce. It is usually sold by street vendors using carts. But along with the times, now ketoprak can also be found in restaurants that sell Indonesian food. The origin of ketoprak is reportedly still debatable. Some say that ketoprak originated from Central Java, but some said that it came from Cirebon, West Java. However, ketoprak is actually more famous in the capital city of Jakarta. According to the story, the name ketoprak is taken from the sound when the food plate fell. In the past, a food seller was preparing a menu that was sold well, which is a mixture of seasonings from garlic, peanuts, and rice cakes, also vermicelli, tofu, and ketupat. After finishing making the food, his hand nudged another object that caused the plate to fall to the floor and made a sound which, according to his hearing, was ketomprang. Since then, the food he made was named ketoprak. But there are some who said that ketoprak stands for ketupat and toge or bean sprout in Bahasa Indonesia. Upon your arrival in Indonesia, Jakarta in particular, you can easily find ketoprak. Because in the morning, day, even at night, except being in a restaurant, there are many ketoprak carts that travel around selling it. For a plate of ketoprak with added fried eggs on top, you only need to pay 15,000 rupiah or just $1. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Lupakanku, kau Indonesia.
That was salamku untuk kekasihmu yang baru, Sang Bairan Fit Kahitna. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Miscellany Today explores the topic of Indonesia will be the host of International Art Sketch 2019. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on 9525 kHz or www.voinews.id. Bali is one of the most famous regions in Indonesia, known to the world as a main tourist destination. Bali is also often chosen as the place to hold various events both of national and international scales, like the 101 Travel Sketch Bali International Edition that will be held from March the 1st until 3rd and was first launched in 2017. This year, more than 400 sketchers from Indonesia and a number of countries in Southeast Asia, China, and Australia will participate on this event. Panorama Hospitality Management, or PHM, on an official statement on Friday, February the 1st, said that this program was made to accommodate all ages and skill levels. Various workshops to be held in the beautiful location are expected to be able to inspire many participants so that they could recreate more creative works, both the professional and aspirant artists or art lovers. Children can also join Sketching for Kids program in Garuda Wisnu Kencana Cultural Garden with Nadia Mahatni. Mira Boma, a president director of Panorama Hospitality Management, said that it is the best way to start the year 2019, that is to show how beautiful Indonesia is and that the Bali Sketch event could inspire many people. The event will be supported by both international and national most known sketcher stars such as Paul Wong, collaborating with William Sim and other sketchers. The sketchers will share their knowledge in the workshop as long as the event lasts. Participants can learn and have discussions with their choice of sketchers. Later, the participants can choose to explore and make sketch of Ubud Village or to join the workshop on the site like the Ubud Castle, Ubud Art Market, Saraswati Temple, Puri Lukisan Museum, and Subak Juwuk Manis or Ubud Rice Fields. Last year, the Panorama Hospitality Management event was held in Bogor, Yogyakarta, Bandung, Malang, and Jakarta. Well, that was miscellany. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Bagai lukisan. akan menyayangi.
Of Indonesia.
That was Widuri, sung by Dian Kusuma. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag. Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Pravotorov Konstantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast and English program through shortwave on frequency of 3325 kHz on January 14, 2019 at 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC with the SINPO 25232. Hello, Pravotorov Konstantin, how are you? It's nice to receive your reception report. It's very detailed, although the signal was weak, only 25232. As information, we have also a program called Indonesia Today that is broadcast at 800 hours to 1000 hours UTC. You can listen to this program through website www.voinews.id and also at a replay. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Well, Pravotorov Konstantin, here is the song.
Telah lama sendiri dalam langkah sepi. Tak pernah kukira bahwa akhirnya tiada dirimu di sisiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency of 3325 kHz on January 20, 2019 at 13:45 hours UTC. In his email, Baikan Hazarika told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia segment Listener's Mailbag that replied emails from Germany, Brazil, and also Japan. Hello, Baikan Hazarika, thank you very much for your compliment on our broadcast, which according to you is very outstanding, informative, and entertaining. We hope our broadcast can entertain our other listeners. For your request, we will provide them as soon as possible. Please not to be disappointed. Hopefully, you will continuously listen to our broadcast, and please send your reception report as well on our broadcast. Thank you very much. And for you and also for other listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.